All right, welcome. You're listening to the Crass Files podcast with Adam and Jason Woodforth plugging in with me today. We've got a lot to cover as always. So it's Thursday, the 31st of December, New Year's Eve. And boy, we have too much to go through. Jason is sitting on his hand. I can't contain him. He's about to explode because he's got so much information to go through. So I thought I did my last show for the year last night, but that is not true. We've got another one today for our listeners. So good to be on board here. The reason why we're plugging in for some quicker shows, Jason, and I think the podcast listeners like that, is because there's just too much information coming out. Yep. It's overwhelming, and there's really weird, strange things happening that we have to keep going over. And I know you wanted to cover some things as well. So I did that last night on the show. Donna, who's usually on me with me Wednesday night, had a car breakdown. She should be there with me on Friday night, hopefully, to cover some more things. But I just went over the basics last night and what I can see happening around me at this moment in time in Sydney. And it's getting very weird talking to people all the time. Just out this morning, Jason, grabbing a couple of things around the shops. And yeah, it's 100% maskers, 100%. Now, I'd say there's only a couple of people I could see around who don't have the masks on. Everybody is masking as this gets worse. And from what I can see now, with the terrified, scared-looking Berejiklian, Gladys, the Premier of New South Wales, they're saying in the media, and I sent you that they're now saying it's starting to, their virus, the fake virus, is starting to spread into Sydney suburbs. So this is being taken further than we originally thought. People thought they were just going to get their tests and they were going to have their Christmas and New Year's back. No, this is being taken much, much further. I think this is just the beginning. So we have to keep on top of it, man.
Well, Adam, breaking news just in for Victoria. They're back to mandatory masks as of tonight, and their gatherings from 30 down to 15. Also, as of 5 p.m. today. Victoria. And you know why? Because of three new cases.
There you go.
Three. You know, Adam, I just opened up a document from Humans Are Free. The COVID mutation lie proves lockdowns are designed to last forever.
Yep.
Think about that, because there's no way they're going to get a vaccine, even though vaccines don't work, a vaccine for the new mutation, then the new mutation. So we're going to keep locking down, locking down, locking down. And as you just sent to me from Karen Brewer, January 15th, they're banking on for a New Zealand full lockdown. Well, funnily enough, they say January 15th. Do you remember back about a month ago, I told you on one of the shows that my mate, who's a cop, said he's been pulled back from, he's been called up from the Army Reserves because he's ex-Army, and he said he's got a COVID deployment starting January 15th, but he has no idea what it's about. Is Australia about to go into lockdown? And considering what they're doing to Sydney and Northern Beaches, where it's getting worse and worse with restrictions, they've just done this with Victoria as of today, 5 p.m., is January 15th the lead up of what we're seeing now and go bang?
That's right. They're not. Yeah, I saw that in Victoria. So a couple of cases and spooked, and they all go back into these lockdowns, and everybody does it. So it's amazing. And with the lockdowns that they bring in, each time you'll see in Victoria that there won't be much police. The same thing won't happen before, like it did before. You know, everybody will just follow suit and go into lockdown. They're training people just with these lockdowns, so there's just no fight. No one says anything. Everyone puts masks on and it's done. And that's what's happening, unfortunately, here. So they're saying that here as well. You know, you would read these headlines again and think that it was the end of the world, as they're saying in New South Wales, the clusters and all of this are growing, and the patient zeros, we don't know where they are, but they're spreading it, and it's here and it's there. It's spreading down to Wollongong on the south of Sydney coast and up the coast and everywhere and in through the Sydney suburbs now. So New South Wales has recorded, yes, you guessed it. Oh, my goodness. It's a disaster. 10 cases of this fake virus for New Year's Eve. They're saying to New Year's Eve revelers to stay at home. So, yeah, got a bad gut feeling here. There's just, it's really weird out there. I'm right in the middle of it. So it is very strange what's going on. I just driving around this morning, I can see some of the local coffee shops, there's a lot of big crowds out the front of them waiting, and they're all masked. And I could see that I saw some parents with at least 9 or 10 year old girls who had black masks on. And these people need to understand the people behind this that are running this operation, they need to be hung and charged for treason. But if you're a parent and you're masking your kids, that's child abuse. That's what it is, because I've been contacted by people who say, you know, I'm a dad, I'm a mum, I'm not doing it to my kids, I refuse to back down like we are. But if you're putting a mask on your kid out there, that's child abuse. And you're at fault. It's your fault for what's happening here. So while all these people are lining up and getting their bloody masks and their tests, this whole system is being built around us, and I can sense it right now and see it, and I've been trying to cover it, but they're not seeing it. The bulk of the people down here have no clue. They're lost in the dark ages here. They're just still getting tests, standing there on their phones wearing masks. They're just bowling pins ready to be knocked down, and they've got no clue what's being implemented here, man. Well, so just at a couple of big stores today, and I could see the QR code machines out the front, and they've got a sign on it that it's not mandatory, that it's up to you if you want to scan in, but they're ready to go live as well here. So really crazy. And just what I covered quickly last night, Jason, of course, I'm on the northern beaches of Sydney in Australia, and my area where I grew up is now being divided into two zones. So just north of me is something like a red zone, and they can't come into this area, I'm guessing. And then I sent you a thing about the fireworks being cancelled for the public in Sydney, but you can still go. There's limited seating through the council, but you've got to apply for a some type of pass online, whether they say yes or no, and then there's this limited seating where you can watch the fireworks, but they want everyone to watch the Sydney fireworks at home tonight. But what was strange in that document, they called the centre of Sydney the green zone, which just baffled me, and no one's asking anything about this. Why is Sydney the green zone, the centre, and why are we a red zone? And why do you have to get these passes to go from this zone to that zone when it's Sydney? It's the one city. Yep. And so looking at all these passes, these declaration passes to go across the borders now, and all of they're labeling different zones with different colours, I can see where they're going now. They're slowly, incrementally locking us down here, and we don't know it because we're standing there in masks on our phones waiting to get tested for something that doesn't exist.
Willing frog.
It's really crazy that that's starting to happen. And if I'm wrong on this, then I'll take it back. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But what I can see is that my area right now where I am is now two areas.
Yep. And sadly, Adam, I don't think you're wrong, because where they start with these the narrative, you know, like we go back to the day, it was always deadly, deadly, you know, but now we've got race to trace, scrambling to find, mystery case clusters. All the narrative used all around the world, it's all the same. But here we go. I've just come across an article. The virus, it's 2 hours old. The virus is becoming more fit, as in, you know, it's gone for a jog. The virus is becoming more fit, and we're like deer in the headlights. Another case of COVID-19 mutation pops up. People, this bullshit's not stopping. Number one, if you're not prepped for 6 months, what are you doing? Go, go, go. And as I said in the last program, think outside the box. I went and got myself a UHFCB the other day. You know, like you mentioned a couple of things to me, Adam, and I thought I had to get as well. I've forgotten what that was. You know, just go to Bunnings, go to BCF, go to bloody everywhere and think, hey, I need that, I need that, I need that. These people aren't stopping, and the only way they're going to stop it is if us en masse make it happen, and we've got to get out there. And Adam, what are the chances of someone else in your area, how many like-minded people have you got that, you know, you guys could go out 20, 30, 40, 50, forget about the fine won't go through, and just stand there and say no?
That's right.
You need 50 to 100 to just stand somewhere and just say, without masks, and just say no. It's the only way it's going to stop.
Yeah, it's very eerily quiet and strange down here. Being out yesterday at a place that is very built up and sort of becoming a smaller city, and a lot of migration in there, it's just so many masks, and I really just don't want to be there. I just wanted to go home. It's just a bad feeling out there at the moment, and I can't see any police around. It's just so quiet, you know.
Well, all the police are on the borders.
Yeah, something's building. Something's being done. Something's coming. Definitely. I can feel it in my gut, and my gut's never wrong. I can feel something's coming. So, you know, there's signs everywhere to stay home, stay inside. There's an outbreak, and there's just nothing happening. So, you know, the whole outbreak here was all rubbish. And what they're saying, but as I said, they're going hardcore here, and it's an unbelievable thing. I was talking last night on the show about Health Minister of New South Wales Brad Hazzard threatening $5,000 fines for businesses who don't do the QR code scanning. You know, I mean, what that's not even law. How are these people getting away with it? And this asshole Jason is threatening businesses. You know, $5,000 fines. You know, it's really sad. I mean, most of these small businesses I barely would last this year, to be honest. And he's threatening to fine them. So we know that this is an attack. We know that every time they lock us down like they're doing now, it's to kill small business as well. Yep. While the big supermarkets and the big chains stay open. That's what it's all about. And we can see that this is getting everybody, going to get everybody dependent on these kinds of welfare payments and handouts as they get sucked into that MyGov AI system, you know, and all the small businesses go down, you know. So it's really crazy times. And right on the back of this cluster in Sydney's Northern Beaches, man, what they're doing on the back of this. They had it all ready. It's all ready to go. And our Premier, who everybody respected before because she was keeping New South Wales working, she's just standing there with this scared, petrified face out of some horror movie. So she's not doing anything now. You know? Yeah, she's got that petrified face like it's been frozen in time, petrified, you know? So this woman has now become, insignificant and obsolete. And they're moving in with this draconian measures and systems and legislations on the back of this few cases that they say are out there of the boogeyman virus. And everybody, instead of seeing this and identifying it and doing something about it, they're all standing down at these testing centers for 3 and 4 and 6 and 8 hours. Staring into a mobile phone with a mask on, getting tested, sticking their tongues out and getting stuff up their noses. So what do you do? We're just doomed.
We, Adam, unfortunately, we've sat on these podcasts for months now, and we've always said that this isn't stopping, this isn't stopping. And here we are after months and months. This isn't stopping, people. And now we've got these mutations of mutations. And I'm just reading here that one variant is 50 to 70% more contagious. How would they know? It's saying instead of only making 2 or 3 other people sick, you might actually spread it to 4 or 5. I mean, just ridiculous bullshit. And then the one in the States, apparently they're saying it's 56% more contagious. Again, with the 56 people, 56 and 201 are the biggest, probably two numbers of all this that they code things by. Remember, Gavin Newsom, who equals 56, said California in 8 weeks, which is 56 days, would be 56% infected. I mean, you know, I just can't believe people aren't seeing this. And I bring it up with people. The problem we've got, Adam, is they're like, oh, well, what can we do about it? Well, when we get to the end game, they're going to be saying, holy shit, what do we do now? Sorry, we need to do that like months ago. You know, John F. Kennedy said once in one of his speeches, it's never too late to act. I think it's going to be too late to act. The question is, when is too late? But right now we're heading to too late because we're not doing this en masse. Even just 2-3% of us, like 3% of Australia is 750,000 people. That's enough if we mobilise 100,000 in each capital city. But until we do, there is going to be a stage where, yep, it's too late. It's too late. And Adam, let me bring up the Nashville bombing. You know, if you go to Nine News and look for the Nashville bombing people, is you'll see a photo just before, I'm talking like 1 second before the bomb went off. The photo above it is the bomb as it's just coming down, you know, 10% left of the explosion. And you can clearly see where the center of that bomb went off, and go back to the original photo of the before shot 1 second before. And there is not an RV. There is not a car. There is nothing there that was in that spot where that bomb went off. So what did they do? And I've seen another camera angle, which doesn't make sense. See, none of these things make sense because they're not real. They're done. They actually do one take, then two take. There's two different images of Floyd with the knee thing from back in May, because one has a line where his head is. The other one, well, where's that line gone? This is how they mock us. The mockery is unbelievable. Oh, and Adam, the bloody and the Nashville thing. Which singer was it? Katy Perry. No, I don't think it was Katy Perry. Taylor Swift put on a Twitter on December 24th, don't be in Nashville on Christmas Day. Huh?
Hmm.
The entertainers people are in on this. They're in on it. How many entertainers have died this year? It's like, what the heck? And how many entertainers have actually got CV? It's like, what the heck? It's like an entertainer's disease, celebrity disease. We're here, last day of 2020, and this isn't stopping. Victoria just had new restrictions. Sydney, new restrictions. This is not stopping. People be prepped and keep watching what they're doing to us. Find people in your area close by. They're on your page so that hopefully you can get 10, 20 people together to protect yourselves.
Yeah, I saw the bombing video. You slowed it down as well. Watch it on very slow motion, and yeah, there isn't anything there where it goes off. So another strange event.
What do you reckon they hit us with there? Nashville with? Because
Adam, how would you know? As you said, there's two different things, so you don't even know if it was real. You know, it's just who knows? I mean, I guess people who live there will know, but we just don't know with it.
Adam, go back to 2017 or 18 when the London Tube bombing was on, right? I called that. I was watching the footy finals. It was September. And I said to Anne straight away, my wife, I just went, look, that's bullshit. No, that nothing there makes sense. The bomb didn't even make a mark within in the train. And like no black mark, no nothing. And then eventually, finally, there was CCTV footage from the tube, from the carriage inside. And the bomb that went off the way that did, it wasn't actually a bomb. So what they did was they just filled it with CGI. But Adam, that doesn't look like it was CGI, because after it went down, there was a whole heap of shit around on the floor and whatnot. But
they've just exploded a device there.
Yeah, but there was nothing on the ground, Adam. I mean, I even blew it up. I'm like, what's there to blow up? Do they strike it from above with a dew weapon?
Yeah, it could be anything, yeah.
Man, weird.
Well, this mini stuff, you know, it's hard to say. Yeah, I mean, jeez. They make it look really real and, it's incredible what they're able to do. As I said last night, it's just with the whole, they've got this whole threat with this incoming China war now. There's going to be this war with China, and then you've got this bomb going off, and then you've got all this stuff we're talking about. So it's always, designed to create confusion and, most importantly, fear, and just keep people confused in a fear state, and constantly distracted. But this is what they do. What an incredible year to you wouldn't think another thing would happen. I thought that the US elections were going to be it, but now we're going into more massive lockdowns. I'm talking to people overseas now. They're saying that the young and healthy are getting infected and dying with it now, that they're the new target with the COVID-19 thing. And, of course, this new strain. We're getting mixed messages all the time from the media and the WHO, which is just absolutely insane. They're showing us massive amounts of damage being caused by this COVID-19 vaccine. Now they're coming out and telling us that it might not even work. Then they're coming out and telling us that you're going to need a vaccine to travel next year. So you need one of these vaccine passports. They're calling it some common pass app that's going to be created that'll have all your data and your health records on there, and you'll have to QR code scan it through the airports and even concerts and going to work and everything. It will become like that. It's a digital health passport system or an app. And then the WHO are coming out now. I can't get to the end of how many. They're saying that the top WHO scientists are now saying that vaccinated travelers will still have to quarantine, citing lack of evidence that the COVID-19 vaccine even prevents transmission. So there's no faith at all in this vaccine that it's going to do anything. And now they're telling us there's another strain of it that they don't have any vaccine for, but they're telling us to get vaccinated and we can't live our lives without it. So it's here, it's there, it's over there, it's in another spot, they're here, they're over there, they're every which way. It's absolutely insane. It's not just one system that they're bringing in and you will do this. It's we don't know where they're going. It's absolutely crazy.
Well Adam, I truly believe with the fact that we've been going on months and months about this and we don't want to be all doom and gloom. I'm still setting up new businesses and whatnot and preparing for my shows next year. But what I'm seeing, I'm sorry, we've got intel now from New Zealand and also my mate here in Australia that January 15th could be D-Day for both here and over in New Z. I mean, this is really still about the fake virus that mutates every friggin' second day, and they wouldn't even know. Oh man,
these guys in New Zealand did call a delayed election. They called some things. So what they're saying there about the New Zealand Army? What?
The Navy.
They're going to go off and leave New Zealand unarmed and exposed.
Well, but they still have their army, so it doesn't make sense, and they still have their cops.
They're saying so in January there's going to be a New Zealand lockdown, like a total country lockdown again.
Yep, January 15th.
January 15th, and then we're building here now for that.
Yeah, I really think I can't believe they pulled this off in summer, because my guess was more February, March. But then again, if I say February, well, I was only up by 15 days. But yeah, they're heading towards that. The fact that they're still shutting places down left, right, and centre with so few cases, and the Victorian one today with just 3 to halve bloody gatherings, right? Just says we're still not over. We're not even close to over.
God, look at that for a psychological warfare, a mind war against people. I mean, look what they've just been through down there in Melbourne and Victoria, and they're just having that little view of that light at the end of the tunnel, and now they're locking them down again.
Yep.
The businesses will not survive there. They're not. They're already all going. Everyone's leaving or left or shutting down. The only businesses are big supermarkets and big Bunnings and all these kinds of places, I guess medical establishments and things like that. But anyone who has your own business there, you're gone. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It's squeezing the average person out, then getting them to be reliant on the government handouts, as you've already mentioned. We are absolutely, Adam, heading that way. And when you think about the big businesses they left open, which was on purpose so that we could feed ourselves, ScoMo came out at one stage months ago and said, I think it was June 30th, for like the halfway of the year, and wanted to thank Coles employees in particular for handling so many transactions. 25 million transactions through Coles alone, which equated to every single person going to Coles at least 7 times. Right, that doesn't include Woolies transactions, Aldi transactions, Bunnings transactions. So just think about the number of contacts we had, things we all touched, because you just can't wipe everything down. And by the way, I've wiped nothing down ever. Is all that touching, right? And literally no cases. Does it not make sense that this is bullshit?
Yeah, that's what I said. I've been reading threads where even the believers are now starting to question all this, because they're working in hospitals or they're working around areas where they should have got this infection, and they're not getting it, and they don't know anyone with it. And many of them are saying, I work in hospitals and there's just no infected people in there. I haven't seen anything. I've not seen it. I've not seen anyone with it or get tested positive for it. It's not anywhere around me. Everyone's saying that. So it's a boogeyman. It's a boogeyman in the darkness stalking everybody, but it's all mind games. It isn't there. There's nothing there. But everyone around today that I can see, they all believe that it is. This is mass psychological manipulation. It's mass psych warfare against the human population, and they are just taking it. And I think the fluoride in the water has a lot to do with it. It's really incredible. I think people have been dumbed down to a stage now where they're just willing to accept and take anything, and they're not seeing the bigger picture here. And I think that what they're doing here around Sydney is they are incrementally locking us off, and they're dividing whole sections of the city into different zones using colours. And I think that they're going to bring in some kind of passes to be able to move around into different areas depending on how many infection rates there are in your area. And people will say that's nuts, but that's where I think it's going. we're going to have to go on and get these passes to get everything. And, of course, to get a pass, you're going to need to be vaccinated.
Well, Adam, we're going to have to watch out for the next colour that they use and whether or not they – well, I just – you know, like as you said, they've just locked – they've split you up in the same location. I mean,
it's the same area. It's not a border there or anything. It's the same area. I mean, the area that's been split up, I could get to in 15 minutes drive.
Yep.
And they're not allowed into this area.
You got to watch the Colony Netflix series, people, if you haven't watched it.
It's exactly. I mentioned that.
Yep.
I mentioned a few last night, Jason, even those TV show called The Dome, where it was like a US town just got this big dome around them and they couldn't get out. Even Escape from New York, you know, that old movie, you know, where they separate New York City out and it becomes a prison and they have to send the guy in there. Send him in there. You know, there's so many movies like this, but one of the best I've seen is Colony. Because, and I can see this is where they're going. It just depends on where you live. You won't have money. You won't have land. You won't have a car. You won't have all of this stuff in this future state. You'll be assigned things depending on your area. And if you're in better areas and you have better status, then you'll have better food and things like this.
And on that point, the World Economic Forum, on their website, but it's been changed now, it said 2030, where you won't own anything and you'll be happy. And you'll be happier, right? So the World Economic Forum has already put it out there because they always put the truth out in plain sight, but then they go and change it. So they had that up and people have got screenshots of it before it got changed. 2030, where you own nothing but you're happier.
That's right. Yeah, no debt. You won't have any money. You'll just have credits. You'll have your social credit scores, your personality scores.
You won't own clothes. You go and borrow.
Everything will be, that's why I said, everything will be assigned to you. Yep. You look in that show Colony, you know, the different people that work for the system and the different kinds of government type jobs that they have and how much they're looked after and the different apartments they'll move them in and the clothes and then people that watch them and look after them. Everything's assigned to you depending on your contracts that you take and how much you're willing to screw the people. Because the people behind this that are running this world, I've gone over and over, and you heard it the other day as well, before we plug out, mate, they're psychopaths. They don't see us as anything, having feelings or anything, or that we love or anything. They don't see us like that. They see us as cattle, and we need to be managed just like a herd of cattle and medicated, and it's all done through eugenics. You know, they cull, they whatever. I don't know where they're going with this next year. I don't want to scare anyone. I don't want to be negative, but God knows. God knows what it's going to be. Some kind of hit, some kind of war, whatever it is, that we could see a huge culling of the world's population. So I think there's going to be a dark period that we're going to go through this. I hope it's not, and I hope it gets better. But I can see we're slowly being locked down here, and it's a very weird feeling. I don't like it. I've got a bad gut feeling. I don't like what they're doing. It's very eerie here. It's really strange. I'm not happy about this now at all. And not enough people are seeing this. But we are just cattle to be managed. That's all we are. You know, so if you get a lot of these or enough of these psychos and sociopathic kind of personalities in... This is the people that the system will look for, and they give them these kinds of different jobs where they have this better life. But for all of us down here, we're going to get fucked. I can tell you, man. Absolutely fucked. And maybe after the dark times, that people will like to live in these smart cities and be aligned their you know, and all their stuff, and they just won't matter to have your own things anymore. They'll forget about it. But I can tell you right now that they're indoctrinating us, getting passes online, separating areas of the city, you know, QR scanning, all of this stuff is training us for what's coming. Once people get used to scanning their phones to go to shops, once people get used to going online and getting passes to go from this area to the next, you know, that's all being incrementally trained. Going to be absolutely fascinating to keep talking in 21, mate. Fascinating.
I tell you, just on your comment, two things before we close out, mate. One, there's a article on 9news.com.au/national/coronavirus, how a virus with no name spread into a global pandemic. You want to go through and see the numbers. Oh my goodness, it is just the who's who of the coded numbers they use. 33s, 22s, 11s, 83s, because 83 is murder, murder by numbers, that song by the Police. I can't remember the song title, but that was released in 83. But I just want to finish off on Geordie Rose, to your comment that they don't care about us. If you Google search Geordie Rose, spelt G-E-O-R-D-I-E, Geordie Rose, go down to his, I'm pretty sure this is the video, because I remember him being in that T-shirt, Geordie Rose of Kindred AI Presents Super. Watch that video, because I'm pretty sure in that one he says, the people who run the world care about you about as much as you care about an ant. They simply don't care about us one little bit. Geordie Rose has put it out there in our face. He's part of it. He's this D-Wave computer is a supercomputer, and we're just all going to be connected. And these chips that are probably going to put in the vaccinations, or somehow we're going to be marked, will be marked up, and you'll be connected to the computer. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we'll continue on the next buddy, and do more of these blasts. Let me know when you're around, and we'll connect and do them. And everybody stay safe and sane. Keep your wits about you, that's for sure. And watch what's happening. Watch what's happening. You're being distracted heavily right now. So yeah. Keep us informed as well. Take care for the day, mate, and have a good New Year's Eve with the family as well. And boy, strap up for 2021. This is going to be amazing. We're going to know a lot more very, very soon. So I don't even know what to think about this. It's going to be really strange 2021 when all these poor saps, they think that everything's going to go back to the way it was in 2019 or 18. No. So buckle up, get prepared. Get prepped, and contact me anytime as well. I'll put Jason's details up, and we'll chat again soon, mate.
Look forward to it, mate. Peace out. Have a good
day. Thanks, man.